get ready for this piping hot tea. Get ready for tea time and filter with your girl loving tea. Spilling all this hot tea on this podcast street. So get ready for this piping hot tea. From tea time and filter with your girl loving tea.
Hey, you guys, TGIF. Happy Friday. Hope you guys are doing good today. Welcome to another episode of Tea Time Unfiltered with your girl, Lovely T. So I want to come on here and talk about a few topics, okay? And I've been noticing an uptick in this particular culture. And the culture I'm talking about is the flued out culture. You know what I'm saying? Such and such flew me out. You want to see me, you got to flew me out. I thought it was fly me out, but whatever. Most people say flued out, and the reason why they say flued out is because of, you know, hot girl, city girl, Young Miami. She started this about 2 years ago. It was a mispronunciation, and it has taken off. And her definition of being flued out is this. Y'all go ahead and check it out.
Now that it's actually a phrase, when a guy sit for you, like, he fly you out, take you shopping, make no pieces hit, and send you back home.
Flued out! Bitch trying to get flued out for the weekend.
Gotta spend a hundred if you really want it flued out. Pussy make a bucket up and move out. Head worth the last name a new house. Fucking on a private mind move now. Daddy gotta spend a bed for a reply.
Trying to get flued out for the weekend.
JT back trap, niggas bring the blues out. I was in the cell, yeah, Miami getting flued out. Put this pussy on to make a nigga say ooh out. City girls hot, but my jewelry too cool. Everybody wanna be relationship goals. How to trick us, we ain't saving these hoes. Fly hood, bitch from Miami to Monroe. Pussy on his nose in the back of the road. Post up the food, but don't post the nigga. Post up the bag, but don't post the spinner. Kissing you tail, I'ma suspend you. Free game, but this pussy expensive.
Now, in her definition, she makes it sound so just sweet and just, you know, every girl's dream. You know, a fine-ass man with money. He gets you, he flues you out. I just hate saying that word. He flues you out, flies you out, whatever. And, you know, he tricks on you. He buys you a bag. He buys you all types of things. And then, you know what I'm saying, you just go home. Bitch, that is not reality. There's a lot of grown women out here talking about getting flued out and trying to join in the flued out game and stuff like that. But the flued out culture is starting to backfire on some of you women. So there's two videos that are currently viral all over social media. Both of these women agreed to be flued out, right? And one is in a hotel room with this guy, and she's refusing to have sex with him. So he's recording and blasting her, and he's very upset, and he's telling her to get the fuck out the hotel room. Pack up your shit. Pack up your shit. Pack up your shit and get out. In my waiting to exhale voice. And, you know, she's just shook. She's like, I can't believe you're putting me out, but you're not giving up the goods. So he puts her out. In the other video that went viral yesterday, this guy is driving this female with a Christian Dior bag, honey. She got a bag, but ain't got no money in the bag. He done flew her out there, and she's not trying to give up the cheeks. So he's upset, he's recording her, and he's taking her ass right back to the airport. So I want you guys to watch both of these videos of flued out culture gone wrong, and I'm going to come back with the rest of my commentary, honey.
Look, y'all, she done flew all the way out here.
You really gonna record me?
Nah, I'm recording this shit. They need to know.
You really gonna record me?
Nah, they need to know. I done flew her all the way out of L.A.
She didn't give me no cheeks.
We been FaceTiming. Come on, we been FaceTiming every day.
I don't give a fuck.
No, we been FaceTiming every day.
And you really taking me all the way back to the fucking airport?
You
really taking me back to the airport?
I've been getting on the phone. Yes, you're going to the fucking airport. Yes, you're going.
And you're taking me back to the airport because of what? Tell me why.
You didn't give me no cheeks.
Nigga, I'm not fucking obligated to give you no... What?
I flew you out.
Nigga, what are you talking about? Nigga, you're lame as fuck.
No,
you're lame as fuck.
No,
you're fucking lame. You're lame. Just take me to the fucking airport. Just get me there. Just get me there.
Walk around my crib, titties out, stuff like that. Taking showers in my shower.
Nigga, it's my body. What are you talking about?
I don't care.
I don't have to give you my coochie.
Taking showers in my house.
Are you okay?
No.
I don't have to give you my coochie.
Laying in my bed? No.
Get dropped off at the airport.
I don't
even know
why
the fuck I came
she
here.
Look, she want to
get
the fuck
out of here. Stop recording me.
She want to give me
stop
no
recording
cheeks.
Me, nigga.
Don't, hey, don't fly her out.
Give me the phone.
Stop recording. No, don't fly her out. Look, don't fly her out.
Bro, you.
She ain't dropped off no cheeks. I've been FaceTiming her.
This is my cheeks, nigga. This is my ass and my coochie. What are you talking about?
I've been FaceTiming her for 2 months.
I don't have to give you, nigga. Just get me there. I don't care, nigga.
You want my meat out on FaceTime? She been flirting and stuff. You want a free trip? You want a free
trip? You wanted to whip your wiener out, nigga. I ain't asked you to put it in the fucking camera.
No. Okay, I'm about to whip over here and drop your ass up, too.
Whatever, nigga. Just get me there. I don't even know why the fuck I came here. I don't even know why I came here.
I don't know why you came either.
You're a lame. And I will never talk to you again. All
right, well, then you ain't got to talk to me again. I'm just letting
nigga,
you
just get me there. All
right, whatever.
The fuck?
Hey, y'all about to drop her ass off.
Yeah, drop me off, nigga.
Y'all ever see her out? Don't fly her out.
Drop me off, nigga. Don't worry about it.
Man,
don't worry about it.
You dumb. Don't trip. You dumb. You getting dropped off.
I don't care, nigga.
Watch out.
The fuck?
That shit kind of, I'm just saying that shit.
No, you're lame.
No, I'm saying
you're
what
really
you did
lame.
Was lame. No, I'm saying what you did was lame.
What was lame?
What you did was
I don't
lame.
Because I don't want to give up my coochie to
you. You on the phone, FaceTime.
Nigga, you're weird. Nigga. You a thirsty nigga.
Right here, Spirit Airlines.
Get me
right.
The fuck out of here.
Pay your little ticket at. Spirit Airlines.
What you mean?
Your ass here.
What you mean pay for my little ticket at?
I paid for your ticket to get here. Who else paid for your ticket to get? I paid for it.
Nigga, whatever. Just get me out this fucking car. Because you're lame as fuck.
Whatever. But get out of my shit.
For you fucking crash and burn us. Get me the fuck out of here. You lame ass nigga because you ain't getting no fucking coochie.
Get out.
Nigga,
get out of my car.
Whatever.
Just get out of my car.
Just make sure you give me my fucking confirmation number.
What? Where? Ain't no confirmation number.
What you mean?
Ain't no confirmation number. I canceled the flight. I canceled the flight. Buy your own ticket. You bitch, I'm calling you cheeks. Nah.
Yeah.
Get your bag. I ain't even need your bag. Here, your bag right here.
I came here with nothing.
Cool. Go. I'm dead serious. You ain't want to give me no cheeks?
Nigga,
you
got a
deal.
Nigga, you're lame as fuck. Because you can't get no coochie.
I'm saying you gotta go. You gotta go. I'm not paying for your ticket. I'm not paying for none of that shit.
I don't care about none of that shit. You're lame as fuck.
Hey.
You can't get no pussy.
All right. Buy your own ticket. Buy your own ticket. Buy your own ticket. She gotta buy her own ticket now. Buy yourself out. I done flew her ass out and now she won't give me no cheeks. You feel me? I done flew her out. I paid the money there for her. She won't call me no cheeks. She got me all the way up.
So let me explain to y'all. Let me explain to y'all the story. I flew this way from Indiana. You know what I'm saying? Been talking to her on Instagram for months. You feel me? I done spent damn near 5 G's on this. She talking about she don't want nobody to touch her. Man, you got me f***ed up. You man, when you get lame? First of all, hold up. First, she talking about she don't even fly Spirit, right? Then talking about she don't fly Spirit.
No.
Like, you okay, so I get her motherfucking. So I get her motherfucking Delta. That's damn near 600-700 last minute, right?
Okay.
So plus her bags, check-in, all that shit. We go get her the Uber, all that shit. Then I'm damn near at 2 G's already. So we get here. First night, I'm being a whole gentleman. Have you not? Have I not been a gentleman to you, though? Have I not done anything?
Yes,
but you should have knew what it was if I f***ing flew you out here,
no,
though.
I don't have I don't want
why come out here, then?
What do you mean?
Why so, y'all, this is the Instagram model. You know what? I ain't gonna even be no petty ass. Put your name
but
on there
you
like
are
that.
Being petty because you're recording me.
Okay, so why the would you come halfway across the country knowing you didn't want to on that?
You though.
I ain't say you did. You know what it was though. You knew what it was.
You want to spend money.
That's I spent $5,000 on you. What are you talking about?
That's what you.
$5,000. What are you talking about? So look, she did. Oh, let me talk. Shut up. Then we. So we about to go eat, right? So Shawty tomorrow, she hungry. So Shawty, call him. Call him. Pack all this shit. I'll help you leave. Pack all this bum. Pack all that shit up. It's really about the money because it ain't about none. You feel me? It ain't about none. So listen, we get off the flight. Let me tell the story. We get off the flight.
Okay.
Somebody, you know, we went back to the room. She like, I'm hungry. I'm like, all right, well, let's go to a little restaurant or something. You know, I'm trying to get her something to eat. She like, oh, nah, I only eat the best. I want some crab legs. That's nothing. So we go to the restaurant. I spent damn near ordering steak. Crab legs. I'm buying all that shit though. Being a pure gentleman, you know what I'm saying? Being a real, I spent damn near 5 G's on this shit already.
Because this.
You can leave.
Yeah, somebody.
You can go. Yes, I'll help you pack this shit up. You can get the all out. Get all your shit. Pack all it. It's already packed.
Yes.
Tell him how much money I spent though. Tell him how much money I spent. I can get some. It ain't enough for me to call. I got another coming through. So you can leave. Okay. You can get the out. Get your shit. Okay. Get your shit. Been here 2 days. 2 days talking about, oh, I don't want nobody touching me. Ain't on her period. None of that. None of that. Put your shoes on. I ain't on her period. Nothing. What you do? You gonna whip me? What you gonna do? Beat me up? Please, come on now. Get your goofy ass out of here. You got me all the way up. All
right.
Like, you better chill. Like, you know, some other that don't really get on your ass for that. Can you get the out? Can you get the out? Can you get the... I can get my away any day, baby. This, that money nothing, baby. I hope that 5G's was worth it. Lame, man. You look y'all put your Instagram on here, y'all. If we keep talking, I'm going to tell everybody what your Instagram is. Yes, please leave. Get the out.
What you
Bye. Bye.
Why are you
Bye.
Recording me?
Bye.
Why are you recording me?
Bye. Get back home.
You look
stupid. Catch your ass over. Where are you going? You don't even know where the
f*** you are. Don't worry about where I'm going.
Bye.
Don't worry about where I'm going.
Okay, bye. Get your bum ass out of here.
He posted on Instagram 2 days ago. And now you show up pregnant? John's coming through.
Yo, fam, she's pregnant.
How you gonna do that to me? Stop right. You gonna make me fly you out?
Yes.
And do that? Like, come on.
She's pregnant, fam.
What do you mean she's pregnant?
All right, so you guys just saw those videos, and it was really disturbing, you know, and I see some people are really mad at the guys, and they're saying these guys are trash. How dare they blast these women, this, this, and that. I'm going to be here. Y'all know me. I'm always going to keep it real, okay? And I think a lot of women need to look in the mirror. First and foremost, in the economy that we're living in, right now, plane tickets are high as hell, okay? This is not 2020 when plane tickets was $100 round trip. Plane tickets are high. Gas is high. If a man is spending $500 to $700 to fly you from where you live to where they're at, he's not doing that out the goodness of his heart. If he has been talking to you on social media, on Instagram, in the DMs for weeks or months, and you guys are starting to feel each other, and he's taking time to spend that much money, anywhere from a few hundred dollars to $1,000 to fly you to him, conversations need to be had. And this is what I be talking about on my live streams when I say that this culture, these young people are so obsessed with sex. But all that talk is only good on social media. You know, on social media, everybody got the wettest wop and the biggest pin, and you know, I can fuck all night and I fuck like a porn star, and you know, and I can just do this, and they brag constantly. My head game is the best, my coochie's the tightest, they brag constantly. That's all they talk about on social media, sex. So I don't deny that those sexual conversations we're probably having in the DM, because again, on social media, behind these avatars, behind these personas, you can be the freakiest porn star. But then when you get into that person's space, when you guys are face to face, a lot of people are not about that life. A lot of these Instagram porn stars tend to be pillow princesses in real life, because again, people who are actually having a healthy sex life and enjoy sex, they don't have to brag about it on social media. It's none of y'all's damn business, okay? They don't have to brag about it. Their partner will find out in the bedroom. Simple as that. So what I find funny is that, you know, these men flew these girls out, and some people call them tricks and simps and whatever the reason, you know, it is what it is. If you got money, like they say, it ain't tricking if you got it. So a lot of these people are screaming, oh, they're simps and they're tricking out their money. You ain't got no money to even take somebody to dinner. So let's start there. Half of y'all who are mad couldn't afford to fly a girl out. So I don't think they're being tricks and simps. I think that there were conversations had. There were expectations had. But again, a lot of people do not know how to communicate. They do not know how to tell somebody their real feelings. Remember the other day when we talked about the pomegranate soap girl who used the dirty sock to wash herself up, as opposed to asking the man, you know, can I take a shower? Where are the clean cloths? Where are the bath towels? And then him as a man not saying, hey, how about you wash up first? Let's take a shower together. These conversations are not being had, and it makes no sense. You have a lot of women who are living in a fucking fairy tale land. They're trying to be city girls. They're trying to be Meg Thee Stallion. They're trying to live this hot girl summer, but they're not understanding the dangers that they're putting themselves in. A lot of y'all are so naive and y'all are thinking, oh, I'm going to use this dude. I'm going to play on this dude. I'm going to have him fly me out. I can brag to my friends. I'm going to get some cool pictures because now he's flying me from, let's say, the motherfucking hood in Michigan down to Miami, Florida. Okay? So he's flying you down there. Now you can take pictures on the beach and in front of the palm trees and, you know, just show off this beautiful vacation to your friends and family. And then you're thinking you can eat well and kick it with him and just be somebody on his arm, just be arm candy. But the whole time he's thinking, she's bad, she look good, I'm a flyer down here, and I'm going to fuck, and we're probably going to fuck the entire weekend. That is what he's thinking. So again, why are grown adults flying each other around the country? Because there's women who be flying dudes out too, don't get it twisted, and you guys are not having this simple dialogue. You should be thinking to yourself, I'm about to meet a stranger. I may have been talking to him in the DMs for months, but you don't technically know him. He's a stranger to you. I don't care if this is a guy that you met at the gas station. You don't know that person. It's a stranger. So you're going to travel out of your comfort zone, out of your state, your home, your location to go meet a stranger. And your only thought is, I'm about to have a nice free vacation. I'm about to have dope traveling pictures for Instagram. I mean, this is really sad that you have some women, they want to spend other people's money to furnish their lifestyle. But then when the man is expecting something back, it's an issue. Do these women have to sleep with these men? Absolutely not. Nobody's entitled to your body. But again, how are you putting yourself out there? What were the conversations being had before you flew across the country to go meet these men? Did you have them thinking they were going to get the cheeks? And then once you busted their bubble and said, no, I don't want to sleep with you, but I don't mind the crab legs. I want the crab legs. I want the nice hotel room. You know, we can sit and have conversation. Be realistic. No man is about to spend all this money flying you out, getting nice hotel rooms, buying crab legs and all this shit, and he's expecting nothing in return. That is very rare. Okay? That is very rare. There might be some, but that's very, very rare. So a lot of these women need to understand that you guys are not just scamming and, you know, trying to get points for city girls this summer. You guys are putting your lives in danger. I thank goodness that these guys recorded it because why? One, they don't know these women either. What if these women get so pissed off that you done took them back to the hotel? Now they go to their local police department and say, I met this guy in Miami. Here's all his information. He booked my flight. The flight was, you know, booked on their credit card and he raped me. There are some sick people in this world and you guys are really playing Russian roulette with y'all's lives. And this goes for both men and women. These women could have very well went back, been on some, you know, bitter, angry shit and said that these men raped them. You know what I'm saying? And then these men could have been looking at rape charges. So I'm not mad at them for recording these women because, again, it protects them because they're so upset. They didn't rape them. They didn't do anything to them. They're basically dropping them off or kicking them out. That's not against the law, okay? So I get why they protected themselves by recording. But these women are also very lucky that the only thing that these men did, the first man kicked her out. The other man actually brought her back to the airport. He really could have left her stranded on the side of the road. And what she's saying, she doesn't even have any money. And that doesn't make any sense to me. Why are we flying out of town to meet strangers and you don't even have no money in your own bank account? You never do that. If somebody's willing to pay for your ticket and, you know, fly you out, that's cool. But you should also have your own money in case situations like this arise. Oh, you don't want me here? You mad because I won't give you none? That's cool. I'm out. Let me go get me a little hotel room, you know, gather my thoughts, maybe cry a little bit, get some sleep for the night, and then I'm going to book me a ticket and fly back home. But obviously, a lot of these girls, they don't have that because they're too busy putting on a facade for the gram, spending money on hair, makeup, nails, clothes to attract the men, but they have nothing in their bank accounts. Then they find themselves in a situation where they are stranded out of state in a situation that could really end up in a horror story. For everybody who gets flued out and has a wonderful shopping experience on Radio Drive or down on South Beach or at the Galleria in Houston, those stories are far and few between. And trust and believe me, I can assure you, most of the women who are getting those shopping sprees and eating well and, you know, hanging out with these men who have money, they are high-class escorts, okay? They may not want to admit it. They may not want to claim it. But a lot of these chicks are escorts. They're selling pussy. I'm just going to call it what it is. It's my podcast. I'm going to speak how I want to speak, okay? That is what they're doing. There's nothing wrong with that. People are grown. As long as you're legal and you're of age, I don't care what you do with your body. But they're high-priced escorts. They know what it is. They know what time it is. They know if this man is taking me shopping and he's going to drop a few thousand dollars on red bottoms and bags and, you know, clothes and high-end this and high-end that. Oh, he's definitely going to get some head and he's definitely going to get some cooch. Trust and believe.
Do not negotiate our rates. Cash is always green. Cash is always king. Get it together. Go to the bank. We've taken the time to get ready for you and to set up time for you. And it takes a lot of time to do this. You should take the time to go to the bank like a big boy. I've had people show up just assuming that I took PayPal payments. PayPal is notorious for shutting down sex workers, and you can cancel a payment right after. Not paying a sex worker is rape. You've tricked someone into having sex with you. That is not a true consent.
There are very rare stories of men doing all this tricking, and they're not getting anything sexual in return. Okay. But again, for every story where it ends up well and oh my gosh, he flew me out and he bought me a Christian Dior bag. He flew me out and he bought me a Louis bag. There's so many other stories that sometimes never get reported, never go viral. The girls who are too salty to say anything because they don't allow some man to flew them out and they ended up sexually assaulted. They ended up raped. They ended up stranded on the side of the road. They had to hitchhike back home and beg for money. It is scary out here, and it's sad that so many young girls, so many young women are putting themselves in these predicaments. You know, thank goodness these guys did not do anything to harm them, that the only thing they did was drop them off and blast them on social media. Yeah, it's embarrassing, but you'll get over it. You'll live. But imagine if these guys got so upset because whatever conversations were had were not fulfilled that they ended up raping them, killing them, and dumping them on the side of the freeway. This happens all the time around America. It happens all the time around the world. And it's really scary that this flued out culture is getting so big. And now we're starting to see the darker side of flued out culture, where a lot of these men are like, hey, if you're not putting up, I'm blasting you. I'm going off. And they're not playing anymore. So you need to understand that if you want to be flued out and you want to be a part of the flued out culture and you feel like you're a big girl, you can handle what comes with that. Understand that most of these men who are flying you out, they're not flying you out just to see you face to face and make sure that you look like your Instagram picture. That's not why they're flying you out. They are flying you out because they want some and they feel like you're unobtainable or wherever they live. You know, maybe they don't want to deal with none of the girls in their area and it's an ego thing for them. Let me see if I can get this girl from New York. Let me fly her down here to Texas and show her something else, show her Southern living. It's an ego thing. It's a chase for them. So again, they're not doing this out the kindness of their heart or just to get you out the fucking Bronx. They're doing this because they want some coochie from another state. Okay? Again, I'm not saying that there's anything wrong. We're going to meet people. Some people fall in love on the internet and they end up getting married and living happily ever after. You know, those cases are around as well. All I'm saying is be smart. And if you are in it for, you know, for the traveling and the vacations and the free gifts, understand that there's a price that comes with that. Be very wary of any man who's like trying to spend money to fly you out if you're not willing to give up something in return. If he's saying, oh, you know, I'll just fly you out here. We can just, you know, sit in my hotel room and watch Netflix and chill and nothing else will happen. Be very wary of that because that's not how most men who have money to fly folks out. That's not how they're thinking. That's not really their mentality and that's not really their intentions. So if you're thinking that you're about to go out of state and somebody's covering your entire airfare, hotel, food, everything else on their dime, and you're thinking that it's just us, you know, getting to know each other, you better wake up. Because I do a lot of traveling. Traveling is not cheap. It is not cheap to travel. Plane tickets, hotel rooms, eating, dining out. Let's just say you travel for a weekend. That's at least $3,000 minimum, depending on the hotel that you stay. Rental car prices have gone up. So you're talking about minimum $3,000. So you have to really be careful of that and understand that any person who's willing to spend that much money on you to fly you out for a weekend, they're not spending damn near three stacks on a stranger out the kindness of their heart. They want something in return. And if you're not willing to give that up, I suggest you don't take that money. I suggest you don't take that flight. I suggest you stay and stick to the rivers and the lakes that you're used to, okay? And stop chasing waterfalls before you end up with HIV, like that Instagram model that's dying right now from HIV, or end up with an unwanted pregnancy by a guy that you don't even fucking know. These are real stories. These are real things that can happen to people. There's plenty of people who have flown out here to go meet men that they barely knew and they were sexually assaulted. They contracted STDs. All types of things happen. And if somebody really wants to get to know you and they're really trying to form a real relationship with you or a real bond with you, you know what I tell people when they ask me to fly out of town? Or, you know, let's meet up out of town. Let's hang out. I would love to hang out with you sometime. Cool. Let's, you know, let's go out. Let's hang out. But guess what? I'm going to pay for my own flight. I'm going to pay for my own room. I got this. Because I don't want anybody setting a standard or thinking something in their head because I'm coming out of town to come visit or come hang out that I owe you anything. I paid for my own shit. I don't owe you shit at that point. Pay for your own shit. Meet them in a public place. Get to know them that whole weekend. And do not include sex. Do not put sex on the table that weekend if you're really trying to get to know that person and really trying to form a relationship. Because sex will eventually happen, but let that shit happen naturally where it flows, not where you feel like it's an obligation or you feel guilty or, you know, he has all these expectations or he'll be mad at you if you don't put out. You don't want to, you know, be in that situation. You don't want to build a relationship on that type of foundation. You want it to flow naturally. So again, if you do choose to let somebody fly you out, you need to make sure you have the funds to cover your own way back in the event things go awry. You know, dating out here is no joke. It's scary. You got to really learn to trust people. But I want people to understand that there are real dangers out here. Currently, if you guys do not know, this situation happened in 2018. There was a Connecticut man. His name was Daniel Drayton. And he went on a date with this nurse. Her name was Samantha Stewart. She was 29 at the time. They had met on Tinder. So they went out the day before on a dinner date. I'm sure he didn't spend no more than probably $50 to $100 for the dinner date. And so the next day they decide to meet up again. And so she invited him to her home. And this guy, Daniel, is very handsome. He's not an ugly guy. Very handsome guy. She was vibing with him. And this man literally came into her home. They were, you know, hooking up. And he killed her. He strangled her to death in her own bedroom. Beat her, knocked out her teeth, killed her. And then after that, he ended up sleeping with her dead body. He slept with her corpse. You know, there's some sick people out here, and her brother had to find her like that the next day. No teeth in her mouth, bloodied and battered and dead on the bedroom floor. So I want you guys to go ahead and listen to this new story. Check this out.
Tonight, an accused killer extradited across the country in the case of a Tinder date turned deadly. 31-year-old Daniel Drayton could face decades in prison after a New York district attorney says he murdered a beloved nurse in her home after taking her out on a date in New York City back in 2018. Meanwhile, questions of how and why he was free after a history of violence against women linger for a family seeking justice.
It made me sick to my stomach. I can't believe somebody, a month alive, that would be on the street.
The victim was 29-year-old Samantha Stewart. The DA says her brother found her wrapped in a blanket on the floor of her bedroom, naked and strangled with her teeth knocked out. The gruesome scene came after authorities say Stewart and Drayton met on Tinder. In a press release last week, Queens County District Attorney Melinda Katz said Drayton was a, quote, charmer online, but was in fact an alleged sexual predator. Then alleging Drayton beat and strangled Stewart in her home and engaged in sexual conduct with her dead body. Her neighbor was in the downstairs apartment.
I heard a rumbling boop, 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 boop on the step coming down, so I figure, what those kids making noise up there?
Just weeks before the alleged murder of Stewart, a New York judge released Drayton without bail in a separate strangulation case, which is still open.
If he was locked up, my daughter would be still alive today.
At the time, a court spokesperson told WNBC the judge was not aware of Drayton's extensive criminal history in his home state of Connecticut, which included years behind bars for strangulation and other charges. We reached out to the Nassau County District Attorney's Office for comment on why his previous convictions were not considered, but did not get an immediate answer.
This represents the most egregious example of a system failure that I can think of. Judges are supposed to have this information readily available to them when they are making these types of decisions. This was a person who was a threat to the general public and a threat to women, and we found this out in the most horrific of ways.
After Stewart's death, prosecutors say Drayton allegedly used her credit card to buy a cross-country plane ticket to California. He was arrested in Los Angeles a week later after police there said he raped a different woman who he met during an Uber ride. We reached out to Drayton's attorney and did not immediately hear back. In a 2018 interview with the New York Daily News, Drayton said voices in his head made him kill Samantha Stewart.
What I would like to say to young women dating, they need to be careful.
All right, Issa joins us now live in studio. So, Issa, I guess the big question is, if this happened in 2018, it's now 2022, why is he being extradited now?
Yeah, well, Tom, we asked that exact question to the Queens County DA's office today, and what they told us is it comes down to the fact that he was in California. So remember, you just heard in the story, after the alleged murder of Stewart, he went to California and was later arrested there in Los Angeles in another unrelated case, right? So because of that, prosecutors there had jurisdiction over him. They had priority to pursue their charges first. So that is why the DA here says that it took this long. Just recently, California said, you know what, let's defer him to New York now so he will be extradited and face these more serious charges here in New York, which could lead to up to 25 years in prison for him. This news, their family, the Stewart family has been waiting for nearly 3 years, Tom. So really big for them.
All right, so you guys just heard that story. So like I said, y'all are really playing Russian roulette when you guys are messing with flued out culture, or even hell, just hooking up with random people. You know what I'm saying? You really have to get a feel for people. There's a lot of crazies out here. And this also goes for men. You know, a lot of men think that they're safe and nothing can happen to them. There are women who have set up men and said, you know, come to my house. I'll give you some, you know, bring some money, trick off this, this and that. And the guys come in and it's a setup job. Her homeboys are in the closet and they're in the middle about to, you know, get into the do, and he's all thinking about trying to have sex with this woman and the homeboy.
Now to a case so bizarre, some are calling it a made-for-TV crime that landed these four people, behind bars. It happened after police say a man was invited to the home of a woman that he was talking to through a dating app website. WRG's Jarita Patterson has the disturbing details of an alleged dating app kidnapping.
Things are quiet now inside the Reserve at Dexter Lake Apartments. But Monday, a man went to this unit when things turned terrifying.
That sounded like some TV stuff. Yeah, it sounded like Netflix.
It was an alleged robbery plot that sounds like it was made for TV, but this was all too real. This all started when the victim says he met a woman online through a dating app, essentially throwing caution to the wind. Deciding to meet at this apartment complex, the victim, who thought he was getting a shot at love, would find himself being shot at several times.
I'm not surprised, because things happen all the time, especially around here.
Not wanting to go on camera, this neighbor was still shocked.
That's crazy.
Hearing police were investigating an alleged dating app kidnapping involving one of his neighbors. Jasmine S. Williams is accused of being the face of this elaborate crime. Detectives say Williams, while online, invited the victim over. He was ambushed, he describes, after going inside her unit. Three more people, identified as another woman also named Jasmine Williams, Nadia Townsend, and Trevor Keys, were lying in wait. The victim says he was robbed, pistol whipped, and held hostage while the four accused, quote, started arguing over what to do with him. He says he was put inside the trunk of a car before being moved to the back seat and driven away.
A lot of people prey on the innocent anyway, so.
After hearing one of the alleged abductors say they were going to, quote, torture and kill him, the victim says he made his move, running for his life while also dodging bullets.
And I'm not surprised just because of the world we live in.
A worldwide web meetup that ended with the victim in the hospital and four others being taken away in handcuffs from the very apartment this all allegedly started from. Reporting in Cordova, Jerita Patterson, WREG, News Channel 3.
Yeah, crazy world. We did reach out to the victim, and we'll let you know if we hear back. Three of those four arrested, by the way, are set to face a judge tomorrow.
So men can also be set up. So we just have to move smarter. But I'm just noticing, like, it's a lot of crazy stuff that's going on now with this flued out culture. And these dudes are blasting females. So you better understand the type of energy and the type of information that you're putting out there to these people. Because if you're not about that life, I suggest you don't play with fire. Because these situations could have definitely turned out ugly. So on that note, hope you guys enjoyed this podcast and take something away from it. Go ahead. I'm going to post half of this on YouTube. You guys can leave a comment over there. Once again, thank you guys for supporting Tea Time Unfiltered. Let me know your thoughts about this entire crazy situation concerning the flued out culture. Talk to y'all later. Deuces.
Thank you for listening to today's show. Make sure you join us again soon. For all the latest tea, make sure you follow me on my social media pages. Just put in LOVELYTI on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.